Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com out at the Mercer County Fair. We had a chance to speak with Steve Gross, an author that wrote a book, Once a Soldier, Twice a Pioneer is the title, and there is a Mercer County connection to this, right? So take it away.
Sure. The book is a biography of Joshua Hobbs Brown. He was a Mercer County settler and resident, and when Abraham Lincoln needed more troops, Mercer County organized Company H for the 84th Illinois Infantry Regiment, and he signed up. He ended up participating in many of the most famous battles of the Civil War. He was wounded at Stones River. Mercer County had 26 casualties in that battle alone. And so the first half of the book tells the story of some of the history of Mercer County and the 84th Illinois. And then the second half is his homesteading experience.
So what kind of drove you to this subject and to this individual? I know you were telling me off the air, born and raised in Nebraska. So what brought you to, I guess, Mercer County and this subject and this story?
So after the Civil War, Joshua and his family moved out to Nebraska and homesteaded. And that's how my family got to Nebraska. And about a year ago, I came to Mercer County and to do some research, and the county clerk's office and the county sheriff were very helpful. I found their old farms here in Mercer County and cemeteries and a lot of records, and because of COVID, I wasn't traveling as much last year. I had a little more time, and so I wrote his biography, and of course, he is my great-great-grandfather.
So what part of the county did he reside in?
North Henderson Township and Suez Township.
So you've been in Mercer County doing research then, and I think one of the hidden treasures of Mercer County is the Civil War monument that is in the center of town in Aledo, what used to be the center of town. Have you had a chance to see that, where it recognizes the casualties of that war?
In the courthouse?
Well, there's the actual Civil War monument that documents every Mercer County soldier that died in the Civil War. That you haven't had a chance to see that?
I would love to. And I'll have a chance to maybe tomorrow to do that.
So where that is located at, the former Mercer County Hospital, I don't have the address, but it used to be the center of town, and they had during the Rhubarb Festival, they brought a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall, and it was set up there at that venue. But I'm glad I let you...
I'm fascinated. I will definitely do that. One of the stories that is in the book is the Battle of Stones River, and Mercer County had 26 casualties in that battle alone, so I'll be interested to go and visit that monument.
Yeah, because it's 360 some odd total Mercer County soldiers that died in the Civil War. All right, so how can one go about getting the book? I know this is a recorded interview. You were out visiting with people at the Mercer County Fair recently. So how can people get this book?
Yeah, if you're not able to make it out to the fair, I would be there Friday and Saturday. If you're not able to do that, you can buy it on Amazon. And just look up Once a Soldier, Twice a Pioneer, and you should be able to buy it online for the same price.
So is this the first book, or have you done other books?
No, this is my first book.
All right, and you chose Mercer County.
Well, I thought it was very interesting. When I was very young, my grandmother told me all about her grandfather and his Civil War experiences, and so I thought I would research it and find out more about it, and ended up writing a book.
So, again, you can search it, Once a Soldier, Twice a Pioneer, with the Great Mercer County Connection to the Civil War. The author is Steve Gross, and you spell that G-R-A-S-Z. So thanks for taking an interest in Mercer County. That's awesome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.